Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
They haven't stopped partying yet, and I don't blame them. Out in Sunrise, all through Fort Lauderdale and South Florida at home. The 2024 Stanley Cup champions reside in South Florida. The Florida Panthers made it happen. Shout out to the Rat Pack and all the fans. I'm so glad. I'm so happy for this fan base. Not just the fact that they fended off Canada, right? I mean, it's been since 93 a Canadian team has won the Stanley Cup. Have brought Lord Stanley back to its probably native land. When you think about how much Canadians love hockey, well, now, well, Lord Stanley Cup runs through Florida. The last 5 years, we've had a team from Florida, whether it be the Lightning or the Panthers, in the final. In three of the last 5 years, we've seen them hoist it up, winning the final game of the season, including last night, Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. 2-1 Cats, and we got to see those Rats all over the ice. Such a celebration, such a good time. And also, C-Cat, I will tell you, I had a lot of FOMO because of all of my TV friends, all of the pals, all of the Rat Pack that were able to be in the house at Amerit Bank Arena. It was sad to watch it from the couch and not be in the ambiance of it all. But what I will say is slightly more happy today because we got a champion in South Florida, the first professional sports title since 2013. Out here. How did you consume last night's game, CK?
I was at home as well, but I will say, those Florida Panthers fans, they represented South Florida very well.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fan base in terms of region that gets a lot of flack for their hardcore fan-ness. We heard them loud and clear last night.
Certainly did, and we know Theoretically Speaking is brought to you by today, Hard Rock Bet, the Florida Panthers coming out on top. And you know that it's UFC 303 this weekend. It's also fight week here on Theoretically Speaking with Hard Rock Bet. And I had to take a peek. I had to take a peek at the Florida Panthers odds ahead of the 2025 season to see if they could repeat.
Do tell.
And on Hard Rock Bet, I took a look. The Florida Panthers plus 1,000 to win the cup next year. We're already talking 2025. The team with the shortest odds, though, right above them, those Edmonton Oilers at plus 900. That's kind of a good thing for Cat fans, right? Like, I'm actually excited for that because that means people are respecting the competition that you went up against. It is further fortifying your championship run when the competition is that much more respected. Those odds on Hard Rock Bet, if you're wanting to jump on that, I know you've already heard, Hard Rock Bet is legal in Florida. And if you didn't know already, I'm sure you've heard the jingle. It's the only legal place to bet on sports. It's fight week here at ESPN 106.3, and Hard Rock Bet has you covered. You can bet the entire card on Saturday night. Knockouts, submissions, over-under, total rounds, and so much more. And again, you could even put in that future on those Panthers to repeat as champions in the Stanley Cup Final. Try Hard Rock Bet out right now. A no-regret first bet up to $100. That means if you don't win, you get your full $100 back, up to it at least, if you bet that much. And yes, I will repeat that. If you don't win on your first bet, you can get all of it back, up to $100. Hard Rock Bet is Florida's sportsbook, offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMITTED. And the full Florida Panthers squad still in South Florida celebrating their championship because unlike the Boston Celtics, celebrating at home is a natural party environment. Do you think anybody even considered for one moment flying to Boston in a way to commemorate the achievement that everybody came together and did last night in Sunrise?
Not for a millisecond.
And if there's any of the South Florida pro teams that would consider taking a flight to Boston, you would think maybe the hockey squad, right? Like, you're not getting that from the Dolphins. You're definitely not getting it from the Heat. Maybe the hockey squad, because Boston's kind of more of a hockey town.
It's like the Joakim Noah. Like, no one ever vacations in Cleveland. Like, no one wants to celebrate their championship in Boston.
Not even the Celtics. So, once again, jokes on you. If you're not a fan of hockey, if you weren't as locked into these Stanley Cup Finals, I do think what the Florida Panthers were able to do, not just in winning this cup final after being 1 year removed from falling to Vegas in five games, But also, this series going seven games, extending all the way out to a Monday night where the Panthers had the world stage all to themselves, no NBA finals to compete with, no major sporting events, no major in golf to compete with. It was all about Lord Stanley Cup on a Monday night, primetime television. You had Stephen A. Smith in the house. You had Charles Barkley in the arena. It was literally the main show and the only thing in town. And that's why, to me, though if you're a Panthers fan, I'm sure you would have been happy to have sealed this thing up in four. The best thing for not just the sport of hockey, but even for the Oilers and specifically for this Panthers squad and its fan base was that this thing did drag all the way out to seven, that it did get contentious, that there was a bit of dreariness around whether or not the Panthers would have what some were considering the greatest collapse in all of sports. But it culminated in the Panthers being resilient. When you put them up against the wall in a corner and back them up for the first time in this Stanley Cup playoffs, first time they were facing elimination, they proved exactly what they needed to do. Sergei Bobrovsky was back to being playoff Bob after three games of letting goals fly through. I think 18 points, 18 goals scored on the Panthers in the past three games. They were fortified and they made it happen. And no person I'm more excited for, no person I feel more joy for than the head coach of the Panthers, Paul Maurice. Going into this one, a lot of the headlines were about how Paul Maurice has coached the most games in the NHL without winning a Stanley Cup final. How he's lost the most games in all of hockey when it comes to coaching and Paul Maurice over 700 games. But the amount of perspective that this guy has and the way that he's able to gain from those losses, from being in the valley and realizing how much that makes you appreciate the mountaintop. I mean, all you got to do is go right to what you heard from Paul Maurice on the ice moments after winning the Stanley Cup final with the Florida Panthers. This interview alone will make you fall in love with the character and also just the overall presence of what Paul Maurice means to this fan base.
What'd you say?
Oh, I've been chasing that for a while. It was unkind words about how hard she was to catch.
What makes this team special?
I got off the phone with them the summer I took the job, and I kept telling my wife, these guys are different. It's the way they treat each other. They love each other. It starts with Barkov, and it filters down. So we have nine new guys on this year, and then we brought in Okposo and Tarasenko. And you can't tell they haven't been here 10 years. It's got nothing to do with the coach, nothing to do with that. That room has been special since day one. But there's nothing easy, so we needed to lose three in the finals to learn how to win four. And the fact that it was so hard makes it so special.
That he summed up perfectly. I feel like a lot of times, especially in sports, you're not judged by just how great you are. You're judged by how tough your competition is, right? Like, even going back to the biblical days, like, the reason why we sing the praises of David is because he beat Goliath, right? If David beats a dude his size, nobody's going to respect that victory as much. And I do believe if the Panthers would have wrapped this thing up in four, we're not getting the major headlines and the major size of relief and the major amount of attention that we got on this Stanley Cup final that we're getting on a day like today. Not just because of the other sports distractions that were going on, but also because of the fact that you felt like the Panthers went up against the wall and earned something. There were a lot of people that thought once they lost three in a row, the momentum was so far in the Edmonton Oilers side of the ice that they wouldn't be able to recover. But they were able to, partially thanks to the leadership of Paul Maurice, but also the performance of all of the guys on the ice, all of the lines for the Panthers that came through last night in the big moments there. So I'll say it, C-Cat. I'm not sure. I mean, I know you're not a Panthers fan, and I'd love to hear from the Panthers fans. 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. Winning in seven was much more beneficial to the lore of the Florida Panthers and the appreciation of this journey than it would have been if they won in four. It would have been a footnote, or more so of a footnote, to anybody outside of South Florida if these Florida Panthers didn't almost suffer one of the biggest collapses in sports. But since they did and then overcame it in the end, this, to me, was almost like a perfect scenario, let alone the amount of money they made off the gates.
Yeah, the sweet isn't sweet without the sour. Right, like having the pain, having the doubt, having the drama about maybe we won't achieve this lifelong goal, hoisting Lord Stanley,
yeah,
makes the moment that those final horns go off and you get to lift the trophy, makes it so much better. Well, if you know you're going to win it the whole time, you sweep that, it's nice. Don't get me wrong. You'll take it, but it doesn't get better than facing potential disaster and not having a disaster.
Yeah, and let's hear from the Rat Pack. If you're a Panthers fan and you've been along this journey, maybe even since the early 90s when the Panthers were incepted, or maybe you're a recent fan that moved here and you've been with them for the past decade or so, did you prefer the games going all the way to Game 7, or would you have preferred it wrapped up in 4? 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776, because I think undoubtedly it was better for the sport, the team, and even its fan base to garner that much more appreciation out of the journey being a little bit more tough, a little more thick. Hit us up on the Baptist Health Hotline. Are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Well, Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. The Florida Panthers overcome the wrath of the best player in the sport in Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers. They get the win in Game 7. They get the Stanley Cup Final trophy for the very first time in franchise history. And most importantly, they keep the Canadians waiting. They end the South Florida drought, but they continue the desert that is Canadian teams in the NHL winning the Stanley Cup Final. There was one problem I had with Panthers fans this past week, but last night going into this morning that I saw happening out at Fort Lauderdale Beach, and we do need to address it because, C-Cat, you think I'm wrong, but I think that these fans just embarrassed themselves in an epic way. We'll ask Uncle Steve about it as well.
Mm-hmm. We got a shouting match before the show about this topic.
It did get a little ugly. Apparently, I might be leaning on the side of toxic masculinity, but hey, I am who I am. I'm a principled man. We'll ask Uncle Steve about it on the other side, as well as ask him about some of the big things happening in the NBA, like J.J. Redick being so excited about his coaching job, he's just yelling out cuss words. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey. The Get Around is next for Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Connor McDavid got the Conn Smythe Award for best player in the playoffs, but the Panthers walk away with the trophy that really matters. Lord Stanley, it woke up in sunrise. It might have woke up in the Atlantic Ocean, the way that thing's been traveling all over. We're calling out to the Cats fans, 888-760-3776. Would you have rather won this thing in 4, or did you appreciate the journey winning it in 7? We got Sergio in West Palm Beach. Sergio, you are on Theoretically Speaking. And if you are a Panthers fan, have you come down from the high of last night's amazing victory?
Yeah, big Panthers fan. I've been watching the Panthers and playing hockey in South Florida ever since they came to South Florida. So been following them since. And as a lifelong Panthers fan, I could tell you the only reason I wouldn't have wanted it won in 4 is because we wouldn't have gotten to celebrate it that same night. Mm. Game 4 was in Edmonton. And and the journey, I think every Panthers fan would rather have skipped that Game 5 8-1 disaster. plus, it's disheartening, and I can only imagine what Withers fans felt after 3 games, getting beat down, because that's exactly how I felt. I can't speak for everybody, but games 4, 5, and 6, after game 6, I was almost starting to lose faith.
Yeah,
in the team, everybody would be, but at that point. It was gratifying that we did win in 7, it really was, or that we won. It didn't matter when we had to have won, but if we would have been able to win it in four on home ice, I would have taken four on home ice any day.
Got you. Four on home ice any day is always going to be better because, again, you don't want to go through the stresses of it all. Appreciate the call, Sergio. But I'm telling you, if that would have happened, if they did win in four and it happened in the midst of everything else going on in sports, it wouldn't have had the same gravitas. It wouldn't have had the same amount of weight on it. We wouldn't remember it in the same way that now we might never forget that year where the Oilers almost came back from down 0-3 and then in a triumphant fashion, the Panthers win it on their own home ice. It is now time for a Palm Beach County Sports Commission Hall of Famer and our very own uncle on Theoretically Speaking to pop in on the show. It's time for Uncle Steve.
He's our favorite uncle.
Remember, with great power comes great responsibility.
A Palm Beach County Sports Commission Hall of Famer and president of Good Karma Brands. It's Steve Paulin Sr.
Uncle Steve, Uncle Steve, Uncle Steve.
Presented by PNC Bank. Committed to making a difference in the South Florida community.
Uncle Steve! Uncle Steve! Uncle Steve!
Uncle Steve, what up with it, Unc? How are you feeling coming off of the first South Florida professional championship since 2013? Steve, do we have you? Steve Polizzina, are you with us?
We had Steve.
We had him. We would try to get him back.
You sure do.
There
he
goes.
I'm here. I'm so hyped. I think I'm talking through my phone. No, I'm so jazzed. I'm not the biggest hockey fan of all time. I wasn't like, you know, living and dying with every game with the Panthers. So I'm admittedly a bit fair weather, but I definitely got into it during this playoff run. And especially like that energy last night, like a game seven in sports going right down to the end, like you don't get that. And just as a sports fan, you have to just be so excited when we get that rare opportunity to be able to soak it in, as well as the celebration afterwards, which I thought was incredible.
Right. And likewise with you, Steve, it's not like we were up there on the mountaintops in the valleys with those Panthers, but going seven and having that angst and knowing that this team was finally with their backs against the wall, I do think it adds to the moment. Like, I've been arguing that going seven, even after winning the first three, was the best possible outcome for the Panthers and the lore of this championship because it'll be an unforgettable run. I agree.
The question is if you told everyone on the team, hey, you got it, you're going to lose these next three. And you got a 60-40 chance of winning the seven. What would people have done? Just because the agony, the ups and downs, the momentum shift, the pressure. But obviously, all well worth it. And I think they picked up a lot of new fans and a lot of respect along the way.
Definitely that much is true. I can tell you right now, my wife's favorite player on the team is Matthew Tkachuk because she likes saying his last name. So kudos to him for winning that award. That's how she picks. He's also a big Jaylen Waddle fan for the Miami Dolphins. You ready for a quick get around, Steve?
Let's get around. Wait, can I ask you something first?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I like to throw things off. Best celebration in sports. You know, let's say of the major sports, of the major team sports, it's got to be hockey. I mean, there's nothing even close. I was thinking about the Celtics winning versus the hockey end, like the afterwards of the skating with the trophy, the shaking of the hands. I mean, there's like no, but baseball doesn't do it that well. NBA doesn't do it that well. NFL doesn't do it that well. It's got hockey in a landslide. I can't believe anyone else hasn't mimicked what hockey does.
Well, I do think they have the most fun terrain, like, to be able to celebrate on because it is ice, the ups and downs that can come with that. I mean, you might slip and bust your tail on there. There's a little bit of volatility with it. But also, if you factored in college football as well, I would say maybe college football national championship celebration brings a little bit more to the table as well than any of the other four sports. That's a good one, though. I like that.
Thanks.
What you mean you don't know? The get around today presented to you by actually The Boca Raton Bowl. It's going to be Tuesday, December 17th at FAU Stadium. The 2024 Boca Raton Bowl game out in Boca. It's going to be the 11th year. Two of the biggest teams and best squads from the group of five going to battle it out for a shot at the title. If you want more information on that and to stay up to date with everything, BocaRatonBowl.com. You can also follow along on Twitter at Boca Bowl and on Facebook at Facebook.com/Boca Bowl for more updates. The 2024 Boca Raton Bowl, Tuesday, December 17th at FAU Stadium. Mark your calendars. Where are we going to first, CK?
Next stop.
Let's go out west. Los Angeles.
Nice this time of year.
J.J. Redick announced he is exiting the podcast game after taking this Lakers job.
See, Steve, I think that this... Now I'm starting to turn back on this J.J. Redick hire. I was all in on the Lakers getting J.J. Redick, but I also was thinking it would come with some in-season podcasts from Redick and LeBron James. I thoroughly enjoyed the Mind the Game podcast. Now he's trying to get all serious on this. He's forgetting what got him there. The podcast got him there, and now he's turned his back on it. What do you think about this as a businessman?
I think when you say that, you are slapping the face. It is a slap in the face of all broadcasters, podcasters, and any type of journalist. Like, how is, like, I don't know. Like, I believe that people who do podcasts, at least his, take hours of preparation and commitment. And it's not just a side little thing when you got nothing to do all day. He is now coaching an NBA team with the biggest scrutiny ever. And I would not want, and if he's a level of a professional, I would not expect him to compromise in the hours that he put in to preparing for the podcast. I happen to enjoy his podcast. There was a ton of work that was put into that podcast. And I actually think he's doing a great job because he's saying, hey, like, I chose to dive in and become a professional broadcaster. Now I'm choosing to dive in and be a professional coach. You can't do both well.
What about
anyone
the content?
Who does, it's disrespectful to the other.
So you're saying Doug Gottlieb is disrespectful then?
Yeah, I don't think it's right. I don't.
You know
I,
what?
I do.
You know what Doug
I,
says?
I think it is a slap in the face to you. Don't you? Wait, I'm sorry. Do you have a full-time job, Theo? Is your job full-time?
Yes.
Okay, so if you got a coaching job, right, does it mean, and you want to keep doing your radio show, does that mean that that wasn't a full-time job? Then should you not have been full-time?
You're assuming that once I get the EA Sports college football game this summer, that's not going to be my other full-time job either way. Like, when I hop on Road to Dynasty and I start building a contender out of these Miami Hurricanes, yeah, I'm going to be working a double shift. So I'm right on. And you know what? You know
well,
what?
Then I guess there are some superhuman types. I think it's... It would be, actually, I think it would be inappropriate, forgetting even that it was with LeBron. It would be inappropriate, and it would be, to me, an insult to both broadcasters and NBA coaches.
Well, you know what, Steve?
I really don't give a
I'm messing with you. That's the J.J. Redick. Steve got mad at me when I did that.
Let's take a cross-country flight to Queens, New York, because the Subway Series is tonight. Gerrit Cole takes the bump for the struggling Yankees facing the surging Mets at Citi Field. I have a question for both you, Theo, and you, Steve. Is the Subway Series the best in-state rivalry in pro sports?
You know, I'm a huge Yankee fan, and I obviously, you know, very much enjoy it, but I don't think... I think when both teams are doing well, when both teams have things happening, then it is. But they're not the biggest, you know, they're not each other's biggest rivals. You know, like, I mean, Yankees Red Sox means so much more. I think, so, it might, like, I don't want to come off biased because I happen to grow up there. Like, White Sox Cubs, Reds, Guardians. I mean, there's so many rivalries that exist. Angels Dodgers, you know, now with Ohtani. Like, I don't believe that this one is paramount all the time, but when the stakes are high, you know, this one is great. But they all are when those stakes are high.
I would also say, if it wasn't for Alabama's dominance, I would say Auburn, Alabama, even though it's not pro sports, would be in that conversation as well. Because that's all they really have in that state, too. Like, those are the professional sports teams out there. It's just Alabama's won, like, a million championships to Auburn's one with Cam.
Yep, good point.
Next stop.
We're in Sunrise. I want to celebrate with the team. Paul Maurice had the line of the night on SportsCenter last night following the Game 7 win, referencing the final minutes of that Stanley Cup final victory.
when there's 8 minutes left to go in the third period in the deciding game. If we've got this right, we're saying, I hope the clock slows down, not speeds up.
What do you mean by that?
To be present, to be in the moment. I don't want that thing to go. I don't want the game to end like that. I'm not wishing for this thing to be over so we can call ourselves Stanley Cup champions. I want to live the moment that we're in. I'm never, very probably ever getting a Game 7 Stanley Cup final ever in my life again. I don't want it to speed up. I want it to slow down.
That is an incredible amount of perspective, and I think it's also something nobody else in the building was feeling, especially Panthers fans. Everybody wanted that final horn to sound. But Steve, when you hear that from Paul Maurice, it just makes you that much more joyful that he finally got to the mountaintop, man. 57 years old, 25 plus years of coaching. He deserved that cup more than anybody else in that building.
Unbelievable. When I heard him say it afterwards, I could not believe it. It is. He definitely was the right man for the job.
Yeah.
And it also showed that you got to be wired in a certain way to be able to be at that caliber, because I was thinking about if I was in that spot. Yes, afterwards you may want to say, I'll never get a rush like that. I want to enjoy that moment every minute for the rest of my life. I would trade any moment to have that moment back. But in that moment, man, you just want to seal it up.
Get it
over
with.
You just want to seal it up.
Yeah, like that takes a level of perspective and maturity that I have not elevated to yet. I'm glad he can, and it felt genuine too. It didn't feel like he was just saying that in hindsight. Like, he legit probably meant that while he was out there on the ice.
Insane.
Next.
Yeah.
Let's take a 15-minute ride east on to Fort Lauderdale, where fans were letting Panthers players pour beer into their mouths off the second floor balcony at Elbow Room.
Absolute no-go for me. All right, now, again, C-Cat's been on my tail about this one all pre-show. You cannot, as a grown man, walk up to a balcony and let another dude pour liquids into your mouth and all over your face. Not in that way. I'm just saying I like to control my own intake of my own beers, cocktails, or anything else. I'm not sitting there with my mouth agape letting another dude pour drinks into my mouth. Steve, I know that there's people celebrating different ways. I'm all the way out on Panthers fans getting down like that.
Yeah, I mean, like, you're a downer. Nobody would want you at their celebration party then. Like, there's always going to be a couple of people like that. I'd rather be the, like, this is amazing, one-time, lifetime memory. So it's like, oh, pass it. All right, pass it. You want to drink out of the cup? You want to drink out of the cup? Oh, you pass.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you want to drink out of the cup? You want to drink out of the cup? Like, why do you want to be that guy?
I don't know. It just, something about it, I just was like, I cringed a little bit. I'm like, dude, you know, go to work.
You're the designated.
Go to work.
You're the designated
Tuesday
driver.
Tuesday morning.
Come on, you'll be sober.
I will be.
Give the keys to Theo while we get to have the fun.
I will be.
Yeah, I mean, I get the health risks, you know, just, you know, get some, of the hand creams. Yeah, put it on your mouth and you're good to go.
Well, you know, one thing that cleanses the palate and even elevates it is always a good trip when you pull up to your nearest Duffy Sports Grill, Steve.
Oh, doesn't it even? Because, you know, talking about a palate, you want to reward your palate now through July 31st. Enjoy Duffy's char-grilled, all-natural, uncured Vienna beef dogs. They got the all-American. They got the Cubano. They got the Texan. And the half-pound char-grilled, all-natural, loaded with jalapenos, horseradish mayo, Swiss, and cheddar cheese. That's the death special. Give that one a shot if you so choose. Theo probably won't. He's a little more mild. enjoy the dog days of summer now through July 31st at Duffy's, where our game is always on.
Steve, appreciate your time, my brother, and maybe I will think. If the Chiefs win a Super Bowl and offer me it, maybe then that'll happen, but I'm sorry. I'm out on the Cats fans with their mouths open waiting on other dudes to pour beer in it.
I'd love for you to be in that situation. Then go Chiefs.
Appreciate it, Steve. Pulling up on us and C-Cat. I don't know if you noticed that, but for a second there, I was like, man, I don't know if my JJ Redick move went over well on Steve there. I thought I was like, I started to think, man, I got to pay my mortgage in a week and wonder if I'll be able to.
Yeah, that was tough. It didn't land.
It did not land. I hit him.
I really don't give a.
It didn't land at all. I think it's never a good idea to tell your boss that you really don't give a bleep. I think we've learned that today.
Like, for a split second, I was like, man, I wonder. So if he gets rid of me, I still get to finish this show out. So I get this show check. But then, like, after that, I'm going to have to start figuring out where to get some food.
You immediately walked back, too. You're like, that was JJ saying. That's what JJ Redick would have said if he was on that. Yeah, it was bad.
Oh, man, still worth it. Still absolutely worth it. And if I did get the axe because of me calling, telling my boss that, you know where I could go to improve my golf game and at least improve my own self-esteem?
Where?
Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center, right? They're not going to let me down. Mm-mm. They care no matter what anybody else says. And they also have a 2,000-square-foot indoor facility where you have three different hitting bays, ball flight technology. I actually went to the Kaiser Golf Center this morning to check it out. Their head coach of the Kaiser team that has won 5 national championships, Brandon Miller, he actually was working with the youth golfer today. A little Kaiser team camp action. And you can get those same lessons from very skilled instructors at the Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center, kaisergolfcenter.com. Tune up your short game. Figure out that putter. I mean, the driver is really where you can make up some ground at. I know everybody, especially listening to me, I know me as well, you, C-Cat, you pull that driver out the bag, you know some tumultuous things are coming in front of you. Well, the Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center, maybe they can help you straighten that thing out. Hit it on the right side of the club face. I always have mine a little too open. That's why I'm hooking them all the time. It's my biggest fatal flaw, but I'm working on that, and that's thanks to the Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center. It's right at the flagship campus of Kaiser University, off I-95 in the Turnpike in West Palm Beach, kaisergolfcenter.com. When we come back, we bring in our best friend Tina to pull up on us. I'll ask her what she thinks of these, again, grown men just allowing their liquid intake to be controlled by somebody else. Be a man. Stand up for yourself. Tell them, pass me the Stanley Cup, and I'll pour it into my own mouth. It's Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
My leg! My leg! I am not angry. I am in pain. My leg!
Time now for an injury report.
My head and torso!
Wow, that's crazy. They hit me everywhere except
my legs!
Presented by Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. Go where the pros go.
My leg!
Kristaps Porzingis is about to let the country of Latvia down. I mean, they really had a shot at the gold this year, but it looks like the 7'3" big man, fresh off his championship, will be unavailable for the Paris Olympics. Kristaps Porzingis going to undergo surgery for that left leg injury that he sustained in the NBA Finals, which he did come back for in order to play in Game 5, but at the risk of being able to represent his country, in the Paris Olympics. That's your Baptist Health Orthopedic Care injury report, especially considering the fact that, well, hockey's done. Football ain't started yet, and the NBA Finals are in the rear view. Still got some injuries to report. That's a fun thing. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. Is joint pain affecting your quality of life? At Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery, as well as new, less invasive treatments with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. On a Tuesday here, coming off of the Rat Pack reigning victorious in the Stanley Cup Final, we bring in our best friend. Tina is in the house. What up, Tina?
Hello, Theo. Hi, C-Cat.
We are vibing right now. How did you take in? Were you able to watch Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals last night, or did you have other things to tend to?
I watched a little bit. It was a little past my bedtime. I couldn't stay up. I was fighting sleep.
Yes, and it's understandable. Here, the thing, C-Cat, whenever you ask somebody if they watched a big sporting event and they said they watched a little bit, what does that really mean?
I went to bed.
They didn't see it. Which is okay.
I saw the beginning, and then I was too tired. I couldn't. I was fighting sleep, and I'm like, I would love to stay up and see if we win, but I need my sleep. You know, I get up very early to go work out, and I needed my sleep. And so I was happy, though, to wake up this morning and see that the Florida Panthers won. I'm pumped. and I'm going to be at that parade on Sunday.
What? Where do you go to work out? You work out all the time early in the mornings. What stop is that you go to?
I'm always at F45. You know, I'm a 5:15 a.m. gal for a workout. It is a bit early, but it's my spot. I'm there probably 4-6 times a week almost. Mm. I do a run club there on Saturday, but that's my go-to spot. And they have classes that, again, modify with everyone else's schedule. There's coaches there to help you, you know, modify workouts. The group there is motivational. The music is bumping and jamming. Check out F45 West Palm or F45 Palm Beach Gardens Instagram page to see all the specials that they have going on this summer.
And those workouts are intense. I like to think of myself as somebody who was in shape. The couple times I did do F45.
Yes.
Yeah, I limped out of there.
Yeah, it's nice too. Like, you have a day of cardio, you have a day of strength. Like, there's some hybrid days. So, you know, you can always switch it up and, you know, go to a class that maybe fits you better.
Yep, and the community part of it is fun as well. Mm-hmm. Tina in the house on a Tuesday, fresh off the Panthers ending the South Florida drought of professional sports championships and prolonging that of the folks out in Canada. We got some interesting theoreticals here today because one of them has to do with something that I'm sure we can all relate to, which is letting people call you out of your name.
Yeah.
Not in a disrespectful way, but mostly in a, well, they either forgot or don't know your name type of way. So let's jump right in to theoreticals with Tina.
Get your margaritas ready.
Let's go, girl.
And make it a double. Because it's time for Theoreticals. With our resident girl next door, Tina.
Let's do this.
We are cruising. I just remembered, too, it's my pop's birthday. So happy birthday, Dad.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, big shout. I was telling C-Cat before the show, he was wondering why I'm so out on guys opening their mouths up and allowing another man from the second floor of the elbow room, which has been happening out there in Fort Lauderdale, to pour beer all over their face and down their mouth. They're wondering why I'm out on that. My pops probably, he told me that early on growing up, hey, you control your liquid airflow. You control your intake as a grown man. Don't let nobody else do it. I'm against this, Tina. You said you're cool with it as well.
I am totally cool with it. I'd probably be standing under there too.
Like, y'all both getting a shower?
Yeah, I'd be like, get me too, please. It's just, I think, the moment. Like, it's just, yes, on a regular day, I wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
You know, but this, the Stanley Cup.
It's a big deal.
Is pouring beer onto your face.
It's a big deal.
You know, I would totally be down for
You're
that.
Cool with that.
And I'd be cool if my guy did that, whoever. Like, I'd be like, I would, everyone be like, let's go do it together even.
Now, C-Cat's all in on this, but then also when he goes to Starbucks, his drink is always like pinker than the Easter Bunny. So I'm not, you know.
That was uncalled for.
You're a refresher guy? Try.
Yeah. You know, I like to get something that tastes good. I don't go for the coffee.
He's not just a refresher guy. He's also a guy who like orders a coffee that's also like almost as white as milk.
Okay.
Like, so it's not just
coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, that's not what we're here to talk about. Tina, you're a female who's interested in males, so I want to know, if a guy is getting beer showered by Matthew Tkachuk from the second floor balcony, that doesn't give you, forgive me for using this really weird word, the ick. It does not give you the ick, does it?
Not at all.
Thank you.
Again, for the occasion.
Yeah, it has to be a Stanley
Cup champion.
On a regular basis,
if I'm like, you know, walking down the street and I see that happening, I'd be like, that might give me the ick then, but today, no. So, and I'd be like, hey, scoot over, my turn.
Just as long as the guy pouring the beer is very accomplished, you're okay with it.
No, not even accomplished. Like, well, okay, yes, kind of.
I mean, that's all y'all are saying.
I guess like, in this situation, yes, accomplished. Like, yes.
He's like really good at hockey, so he can do whatever he wants.
But again, it's coming from the Stanley Cup.
That is a part
the
of it.
The beer
that
is coming out of the Stanley Cup. That is a cool story that you get to tell your family, your friends, your kids, anyone.
Maybe I'm just jealous that I haven't gotten to drink beer out of the Stanley Cup. Like, maybe that's it right now.
You know, at the parade, like if you were offered at the parade this Sunday, you know, like you would just step away.
We got to be on level ground. I'm not standing up under a balcony and getting showered with it to where a point where I'm over here choking up on the beer and I'm looking like Chris Bosh after the Heat won the finals.
It might cool you down, though. It's really hot outside.
Well, you're driving a hard bargain.
It's like one of the water parks where the bucket on top of the water park fills up
and then
at the end it splashes everywhere at the bottom. You don't want to experience that with alcohol?
No, I do not. Also, all right, so real question, because one of my friends actually did this and posted it to Instagram, and then 3 or 4 hours into the story being live, he deleted it, so I can tell he was embarrassed by it. Are you in or out on if you're at a hibachi restaurant and you're sitting around and a guy comes with the sake, This is not an accomplished man. This is not Matthew Tkachuk or Sergei Bobrovsky. And you have to open wide and let the sake get poured into your mouth. You're done with that.
That is a part of hibachi.
Yeah, it
like
is.
That You're is down a with part. That too? That's a part of hibachi. And if they do, because I have never got to experience that, and I kind of have FOMO that I've never got to experience that from a hibachi
look,
night.
Be a Stanley Cup champion or a random hibachi worker, and everybody's just gung ho about just not controlling their own liquid intake, man.
You are missing out on life.
Yes.
Legitimately, you have not experienced so much that you should be experiencing. Yes, going to a hibachi restaurant and getting a little boy with a sake in your mouth. Yeah, you should.
No, I'm good.
I think what Absolutely we need to do, no. Theo, is you got a nice, very beautiful home.
Yes.
I think we need to have a hibachi night there. And, you know, you can control the situation, but we should do this.
So do you catch the cucumber?
Oh, my gosh.
Like the zucchini or like when they like pop like a piece of shrimp? Like the
no,
chef when he throws
he's not throwing no meat in my mouth either.
You are weak, dude.
It's not about being weak. I'm a principled man. I don't rock with it.
You can't judge whether or not it means you're weak. It means you're weak.
It would also, to be honest with you, it would be my father would be disappointed in me if I participated in those activities. And on my pop's birthday, happy birthday, Dad, who his masculinity reaches levels to where he refuses as a Raiders fan to get another dude's jersey with a dude's name on his back. If he goes to that length to be kind of in his own box, have principle, I'll be principled enough to control my own food and liquid intake. Thank you, CK.
So what do you think when you see somebody else to your right or to your left partake in those actions?
Are you judging them?
To each his own, but I mean, if it's like a credit score thing, and I'm looking over at him and he's got a 750 booting right now, it's probably going down to like a 735.
I'm telling you, Theo, if you had a hibachi night with like all your closest friends and your family and the chef just started doing that, like you would participate.
No,
it's like
I wouldn't.
It's a part of the moment of hibachi. Like it is the moment of hibachi.
We didn't even get to our theoretical because we were stuck on this. It's not part of the moment of hibachi. I'm there to eat the food, not to let another man feed me.
Okay, so now take the sex out of it. Take the gender out of it.
Yes.
If you go to one of those bars where the girls are really rude and they pour the drinks in your mouth that way.
I don't like that either.
Oh, I don't like that whole
snacking
thing.
You go like Bourbon Street?
Yeah.
Bourbon Street, you can't get down Bourbon Street without bartenders or waitresses trying to take shots with you or pour shots down your throat. I don't like that either.
I'm not into that.
So it's not just a guy thing. It's any human being. You don't want to, what you think is degrading yourself.
Yeah, I'm not belittling myself to, like outside of my significant other. And also it is a guy thing. No, you're not feeding me, man. So we didn't get to our theoretical. Can you stick around till after the break and we get to it?
Of course.
Do you have things to do, Tina?
No,
is that cool with you, C-Cat?
Sure do.
Y'all got me all derailed here trying to get me, well, Theo, why don't you just let anybody feed you? Like, I'm sorry, I have principles. I'm sorry, I'm a man of my word. Tina, maybe one place I might be so relaxed and so in my groove and feeling good that I might slip up and let it happen would be a place like Old Palm Beach.
I'll tell you this, though. They're probably not doing the hibachi sake at Old Palm Beach. No, but you can get amazing food and drinks at Old Palm Beach, and you'll be relaxed. It is my spot for a staycation. I will be posting soon on my Instagram, Tina in the Wild, my staycation and how fabulous it was. But it is a Forbes 5-star resort with a private beach, 2 oceanfront pools, spacious guest rooms, and if you got to bring them, a reimagined kids and teens club. The O Spa is also a 5-star spa that offers massages, facials, pedicures, and more. Book your stay today. Florida residents do receive 15% off the best available rate now through October 31st. Visit eaupalmbeach.com. That's eaupalmbeach.com for more information and to book your reservations.
She's Tina, that's C-Cat. He'll let anybody feed him. He'll open wide for any guy that wants to give him liquids or beer, as long as you're accomplished enough. I'm Theo Dorsey. I'm principled, theoretically speaking, on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
You honestly have no control of the situation if you're standing there with your eyes wide shut, your mouth open, and you're letting somebody else control your liquid intake. It's a lack of control, which to me is a little belittling.
What's the worst that could happen? What is the absolute worst thing that could happen?
That you're choking up on beer and coughing up your lungs because the dude has drowned you out in whatever. It's Matthew Tkachuk. Oh, but it's Matthew Tkachuk. Where's the line?
It's a moment.
Where's the line? Well, I mean, how good? What if it was a state champion hockey player? Is that cool?
They don't want the Stanley Cup.
I'm too principled.
I'm not letting
I'm sorry.
You in.
I'm too principled. See, if you do start choking up on some beers because somebody's pointing, you might slip and you might fall. I mean, or if you get in a car accident or a truck accident, y'all already know who to call. It's Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, they will fight for you. They don't get paid unless you do. They fight to get you the maximum compensation you deserve. So call Anajar and Levine for your free consultation. Don't settle for just any attorney. Demand Anajar and Levine. That's the Anajar and Levine difference. Takes just one phone call to take back control of your life. So take back control of your life. It's hard to be in control as well when somebody else is controlling your liquid intake. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. And now C-Cat's mad at me because he knows he's going to have to cut that part out. let's take the good people home with something positive. I know who I want to take me home, take me. Tina, I'm playing.
No.
She was like, don't put me on the spot.
I was stressing.
go home with this. Paul Maurice said it, man. Be present. Enjoy the moment. Bask in it because you don't know when it's going to end. And I love what he did with those Panthers. Congratulations to the Cats. Do you have anything for the people, Tina?
Kind of just that, like, live in the moment.
Yes.
Put your phone down. Live in the moment.
Enjoy each other's presence. See, Cat?
No, that was too good, Tina. That was extremely original. That was great.
Go in love. Go in peace. Go enjoy. Keep your mouth closed. Freddie and Harry's next on ESPN 106.3.